Hello and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Thursday, October 28th, and today I'll be talking about the first two games of the World Series. Well, the World Series is underway with the first two games already in the books. Let's get right into it. Starting off in Game 1 of the Fall Classic in Houston, Charlie Morton pitching for the Braves, Framber Valdez on the mound for the Astros. Top of the first, Jorge Soler leading off for the Braves, and on the third pitch of the World Series, he swats a line drive home run 382 feet to the Crawford boxes to give the Braves an early lead. He became the first player ever to hit a home run on the first plate appearance of the World Series. A couple batters later, with Ozzy Albies on second base, Austin Riley doubled into the left center field gap to expand the Braves' lead. Now it's top of the third. The Braves are up 3-0, and Adam Duvall is at the plate with the man on first. He homers to left field, and it lands around the same spot as Soler's home run. The Braves now lead it 5-0. But some bad luck for Atlanta. After taking a line drive to his shin early in the game, Charlie Morton had to come out after landing after his pitch the wrong way. It was later diagnosed that he has a fibula fracture and will miss the remainder of the World Series. Now, top of the eighth, Braves lead it 5-1, and a sac fly from Freddie Freeman extends their lead 6-1. Then, later that same inning, Carlos Correa for the Astros gets an RBI groundout to make it 6-2, but it's too little too late for the Astros. Final score, Braves 6, Astros 2. Then, Game 2. Max Fried pitching for the Braves, Jose Urquidy for the Astros. Bottom of the first, Astros hoping to start this one better than they did the last one. Alex Bregman helps out with that, a sacrifice fly making it 1-0. But their lead won't last for long, as in the top of the second, Travis d'Arnaud hits a solo homer to left field to tie it up. Bottom of the second, with runners on the corners for the 26-year-old rookie Jose Siri, an infield single is enough for the Astros to take their lead and never look back. Next batter up is Martin Maldonado, and he singles to left field, and with the help of an error from the Braves, drives in a pair of runs. The Astros now lead it 4-1. Not long after that, Michael Brantley hits an RBI single to make it 5-1. Then, in the bottom of the seventh, Astros up 6-2, Jose Altuve puts the frosting on this one with a 374-foot home run to left field. Final score, Astros 7, the Braves 2. This series is tied as we head to Atlanta. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Thank you to Sports Reference, Baseball Savant, and MLB.com for providing resources. And thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed this one, and I'll see you in the next one.